Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. How are you on this Monday night? Oh, my goodness. It is so nice here in Chicago. It's that kind of weather that make you want to break out the grill. So on tonight, we're going to break out the Word of God and see what the man of God going to have cooking tonight. So I'm excited about the night. I know you all are, too. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. For you all that missed it on yesterday, we had a lovely time at the Apostle Thomas and Pastor Davis Healing Service. So don't forget, tomorrow is Apostle Sandra Thomas' birthday. So if you all can, take time out and hit her up on Facebook and tell her happy birthday. So for right now, what we're going to do, we're going to not take up too much time, more time it is. I'm going to ask you all to join with me in prayer. Okay, let's go on and do it. If you're at work and you can't close your eyes, just join in with us. And if those of you that are joining in, if you are in a position to close your eyes and just get before the throne of God, let's do this. Okay, Father God, we come to you on tonight, Lord, with our eyes, heart, arms, and ears open to hear what you have to say. God, we want to be able to open your word up and see it for ourselves also, Lord. God, we ask you again on today to forgive us of every sin that we committed, willingly and unwillingly, because we know your mercies are new every morning. God, we thank you for a chance every day to ask you again to ask us to help us get this thing right concerning your kingdom, your body of Christ, and getting about your business. God, we just ask you to cover our family, to cover each and every leader, elder, pastor, prophet, apostle, and minister that is according to your will with this ministry. God, we ask you to just protect the household, the job, the financial situation. God, we ask you to answer every prayer, and we ask you to answer every secret prayer, God. We ask you to answer every prayer that they don't even know that they need to ask you for right now. But God, you are our Father. You know what we need before we ask. God, we thank you for being our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord. Our hallelujah belongs to you, oh God. We just want to say, God, you are God. You are our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, God. And if you are not tired of delivering us, God, we are not tired of being delivered. And on that note, God, we want to just say amen and thank you. And at this time, I'm going to present to you all our superhero here on this earth, our pastor, our prophet, the man of God that is going to bring forth the word, Prophet Antoine Thomas. Man of God, are you on the line tonight?
Not yet. I'll let you know when he's on the line.
Okay, so until he get on the line, I'm going to ask, is there anyone on the line would like to just holler at their name so I can write it down so that when we end tonight, I can ask the man of God to pray for you? So you can unmute your phone and let me know. If not, we'll just be praying for everyone that we feel that is listening, which is in the body of Christ. We will pray for you.
Well, this is Cecilia. Definitely pray for me in every area of my life. Every area.
Thank you, Apostle-elect. I'm going to even throw my name out there. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser, who is your host, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are your host and Apostle. Cecilia-elect is the way I'm saying it tonight, because she elect to come on and let us know that she will be asking for prayer also. So there's no shame in asking for prayer. Anyone else? Well, since there's no one else asking for prayer, I want to share something with the body of Christ that I'm asking God to teach me how to pray for people, not just people I know, but people that I don't know, because I've noticed something with the so-called saints. I'm not going to just single nobody out. I'm going to say us as saints. I noticed that there's no shame in how they come to church, how they act in church, and how they act outside of the church, and just the way they carry on, like it's a place to just hang out at, or it's just a gathering hall. It's like they wasn't taught, or they forgot that it's the house of God, that they forgot that if you don't remember nothing, you remember to give God the utmost respect and honor. You remember to respect and honor his house. I'm asking God to teach me how to pray in that area instead of, you know how we do. We get in ourselves and we get upset instead of just knowing how to pray and ask God, what can I do, or how can I carry myself to, I'm trying to think of the right words to put it, use, but I'm just asking God for that heart of prayer to just give it to me to even want to pray for people when I see them acting like that, so I don't get under another spirit. So that's just something I just wanted to say on the night. Just that was something that was bothering me on today. Apostle Elect, can you help me out with that?
Help you out with what part, Minister Sylvia?
Of what do I need to do to put myself in a position to want to pray for people when I see them acting like that, instead of going into, oh my, you know how we go into that, oh my, how dare them, you know, instead of praying, I guess you could say going to a judgmental state.
For me, what I found, what I'm still learning, is I have to meditate on God's word day and night. And whatever it is that I'm asking God for, I find it in the word. So if it's about being a Proverbs 31 woman, then that's where I go. If it's about seeking God, then I'm going to go to the scriptures that talk about seeking them while I can find them, seeking them early. If I'm going to go to the scriptures about self-righteousness and always trying to forget about how God forgave me, then I'll go to scriptures dealing with God reminding me that if I don't forgive them, he won't forgive me, going to scriptures that remind me about fret not thyself over evildoers. You know, I'll go to the word of God and meditate on those words that in scriptures, and then even pray them. I'll pray those scriptures and I'll meditate on them. And one of the things that God was blessing me with is on yesterday, he gave me a lot of time of prayer and seeking him. And then I was watching some stuff on Amazon, you know, like one of their movies. And then God reminded me, out of everything that I had prayed, how did the movie that I watched, how did it feed me? How did it complement what I had prayed? And I had to be honest and say to God, it didn't. It was nothing that was in line with how I had spent all day praying, where if I was giving that day to God in prayer, why I kind of should have went to the Pure Flix, some of those movies on there, versus something that was making me laugh and stuff like that. Even though laughter is a good medicine, since I was seeking him about his favor, and since I was seeking him about love, and then since I was seeking him about, you know, forgiveness, and seeking him about, you know, him open doors that no one can shut, and seeking him about healing and all of that, it was like, then if I was giving that day to him, which I was, I shouldn't have ended it with something that had nothing to do with healing and things of that sort. And so what I'm learning for myself is that I have to feed myself that which I'm asking for. So if you're asking for forgiveness, then I have to feed myself scriptures about forgiveness. If I'm asking God for love, I have to feed myself that about love. And the only way to feed yourself that is when you eat, you prepare a meal. and you put all these ingredients together, and then you eat it, and then you, you know, drink the fluids. And so, therefore, when we're asking God for something, what we're allowing to come into our eye gates, our ear gates, to come out of our mouth, get in our heart, should be things that feeds that, things that nourish that. And sometimes we don't realize it. It's like even when you're watching the news, sometimes what you're listening to is not feeding what you're asking God for. So a lot of people don't. God took television away from me a long time ago. So a lot of people don't understand that. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with television, but I'm saying for me, that's not something I can do on a continuum. I'll do it when I'm visiting people and things of that sort. But because I need to focus on God, focus on my homework, focus on making sure that I'm prepared. Because when you go to work every day, that's a whole new place of battle. That's a whole new place of warfare. And so in order to be prepared for work, to be prepared for school, to be prepared for home life, to be prepared to drive down the street, to be prepared to just deal with people in their various moods, and to be prepared that, like you said, that it won't be me. It won't be me looking at them like, how dare you? Because I have to always remember God forgave me. He didn't forgive me 7 times 7. He forgave me so many times that I'm sure he lost. He didn't lose count because he threw it into the sea of forgetfulness, but I sure enough lost count.
All right.
So it's all about the word. The word of God feeds us. Jesus, I know I came to visit you, and you were watching these series of things that was talking about, you know, Jesus and his life and his substitution for us and the things. And so those are the type of things that feeds us. And so some people be, oh, you're just so spiritual. You're just trying to be so holy. No, when you have something before God that you want, fasting doesn't always entail food. Sometimes it's fasting television. Sometimes it's fasting conversations. Sometimes it's shutting away with God. So we have to ask God, what is it that I need to give up, whether it's temporal or permanent? What is it that I need to be focused on? What is it that I need? Because if it's something that keeps coming back, then it's obviously an area that we need to get to God and leave it there. And like you said, we can't. One of the problems is coming to God about something, and he already said, I'm not going to receive it until you go get it right with somebody. And so that right there is something. To get it right with somebody that got a problem with you. You don't have a problem with them, but he's saying, no, I'm not hearing your prayer. Lay it at the your gift at the altar until you get it right with them. And so once you do that, then you're able to come back and say, I shake the dust from my feet. But some people say, well, I already did that last year. I already did that last month. You got to do it every time God say do it. And he might have you do it with the same people all the time, and it may be a different situation. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes the things that have happened to me by the same people, and then I'm sitting there praying for them. I'm praying the word of God for them. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate you. Pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. Man, that's something. That is something right there. But that's the kind of stuff God calls us to do.
Yes. Thank you for those words because, you know, like I say, I don't want to keep seeing that same thing again. So instead of getting full of myself, I got to get full of the word. So
yes, we do.
I really appreciate you sharing that with me because I've been saying, excuse me, God, I've been seeing some things going on in church that I never saw before. And you know, while you was ministering to me right then and there, I had heard God say in my spirit, well, you got people that's going to church that don't have it, the upbringing like you all had, you know, You have a lot of people. Like when we was growing up, we didn't have many friends or many people that didn't go to church and didn't sing in choirs and didn't participate in church. But now you may have 10 people and you only have one, maybe two of them that go, that have been in church. One go regular, one have been on like on the holidays, and the other ones don't know nothing about churches. That, but they say that's a building right there, that's a church. They couldn't even tell you the name of it.
So I was thinking about this one young man who came to church, and the music got good, and he was praising God. And the way he was praising God was the way people were dancing out in the club. And so a lot of people had problems with the way he was praising God. But those of us that were seeking God knew that he was praising him the way he knew how. And so, uh-huh, therefore, it was a matter of teaching and preaching what is acceptable. And also, sometimes people come from Africa, and they dance totally different from us. And so if they would come to some of our churches, we'd be like, what are they doing? All of that popping and all of that stuff. Well, if you go over in Africa, they're going to be throwing down just like that. And they come over here to us, and they're like, oh, they don't praise God. Why are they so stuck up? So we have to realize it's all based off of perspective, how we view it versus how other people view it. And then we have to ask God, God, how am I supposed to receive that? How should I? Why do I have a problem with that? Why? Because we're basing it off of what we think we know.
Mm-hmm. That's true, because like I say, it's just some things I've been seeing, and you know, and like I said, God, I just heard him say that in my spirit right now, talking to you, that you can't worry about what other people are doing to the point that where's your prayer life? You know, I need to pray that and understand that there's people out here that don't have the background, and I'm not talking about just young people. I'm talking about people in their 40s and 50s and over that may never have got it, the chance to have a, you know, a Christian background, or never accepted the fact they have a family that are Christians, or they just never went to church. Everybody does not go to church or believe in God to the extent of the way we were taught and raised.
But we also realize that some people were taught the way we were taught, and they're just as disobedient and wrong. There's people that grew up in the church that may have went more than us, may have been under the anointing of God, the preaching and teaching of God. I mean, Eli's sons was Eli's sons, but look at how they lived and the things that they did in the church. And so some of the things that are happening is not just from people who've never been to church. Some of them are people that heart have waxed cold, and they've been practicing sin for so long until they think they got time to get it right, or they are under the false assumption that because they've been doing it so long and nothing major has happened to them, that it's okay. But as God decodes and exposes the things that people are doing, they're going to learn that just because God hasn't done something and he's given you still grace and he's still showing you mercy doesn't mean that he's pleased with what you're doing. And so that's one of the hardest things, is that God's grace, my God, and his mercy and his love is so powerful and is so eternal and it's so great that we can take it for granted. And the problem is we don't know the day or the hour when taking it for granted may end and we may not get an opportunity to get it right. So the enemy sometimes will have us focused on what other folks are doing, when if we look in the mirror instead of out the window, we'll see, your grace and your mercy, God, has just been awesome in my life. And that's my testimony. I'm not talking to nobody else. God's grace and his mercy and his forgiveness, Oh, my God, has been so awesome with me. So whether it's from A to Z, sometimes I could start that alphabet over and over and over again, how many times and places and ways that he's forgiven me. He's showing me grace. He's showing me mercy. But sometimes we got to remember that thing right there that God has already talked to us about. Sometimes he talked to us about it many years ago, and we got it right then, and then the enemy will try to, like you used to always quote a scripture about how the enemy will, you know, creep back in. Well, he likes to do that. He likes to find us in a place that we thought we were delivered and take us right back there. I'll give you an example. I was in a relationship with someone, and rumor is they're dealing with some drug addictions. Well, the truth is they were dealing with drug addictions before, and so then as I was thinking about it, I realized, I said, God, sometimes we'll think someone's too old to be doing that. Like a drug addict has an age limit. Okay, you can't be a drug addict no more because you're over 40. You can't be a drug addict because you're over 60. No, whatever the addiction is, we can't go before God saying they can't be doing that no more. What about if God comes to us and say, what about what I told you? Why are you still doing it?
Amen.
And so
that
really blessed me. And so I started praying for the person, and I said, God, forgive me, because drug addictions ain't no pump. Whether they go away for 50 years and come back, or whether they go away for 20 years and come back, sometimes they ain't really going away. They're just sitting back, letting other sins be your focus, when that other thing has really been there all the time. You really never got delivered because you never gave it to God. And so that's what he's working on me with. I'm like, deliver me. Ooh, deliver me, Lord.
I know I have that on the altar. I'm like, Lord, I want to be delivered. I want to be saved, because when it's all said and done, I want to hear, welcome, good and faithful.
Yes.
That's what I hear. You know, I hear people tell me, why you be putting on Facebook, you know, God this, God that, ain't no God. And I say, you know, I'd rather find out later that it wasn't than to go there and say, I shouldn't have never listened to them. So I wanna be saved. I choose to be saved.
Yeah.
I let people know if I have to choose anything. You know, I hear people saying, I see it on Facebook, If you had to give up something and only take one thing with you, what would it be? I never see nobody say on there a Bible or this and that. They want to ask about this and ask about that. And I just laughed, because I said, the main thing that would keep a person in their right mind and strengthen them, they never put down.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to give up anything and I could only take one thing with me, what would it be? I would want to take the Word of God with me. I don't need a battery for it. I can memorize it, and I could quote it from my heart, because I want to hide His Word in my heart, that when I need it, I can bring it up, I can apply it, and I can give it out freely. But I don't want anything else. I'm just saying, just make it where you and everything that's concerning God in my life, that I'm trying to just get it right. Get it right with God. Don't worry about what nobody else think or say, but I want to make sure I got it right with God.
Amen.
So is the man of God on the line yet?
No. Did anyone verify with him?
I did earlier.
Oh, okay. Maybe you got to verify with him.
You know, I asked him what he was going to do, Facebook Live. He said no, because he'll be doing it after work. So I know sometimes his schedule gets in the way, but.
Yeah, it could be that he's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just wanted to, just, you know, like, if who's ever on the line, to just, if they had any questions, or just with us being able to minister, I, you know, I just wanted to ask that question because a lot of times people won't ask questions because they think it's a silly question or people are going to talk about them. But I don't mind saying this is where I'm struggling at. This is what I'm having a situation with, and I just want to know what's the best way, because even though everything you told me, I have heard it before, I've read it before, but I, for some reason, with what I saw yesterday and witnessed, I got so full of myself with what I saw, I could just say angry, that I didn't even think about that. You know, and I just wanted people to know, I may not, you know, do it right all the time, or I didn't do it right last night, but it bothered me, so I'm like, God, what can I do? And see, now is what I was always told, get back into his word, apply his word. I don't have to scream and shout. I could just get in the air.
God is faithful. And his word, my goodness, his word.
Yeah.
And it's one of the things that you're talking about is weird, because it's one of the things that I've, one of the papers that I'm writing that's due this week. That's some of the things that's in the paper. It's talking about our testimony and our ability to basically live what we're preaching about, and not for us to be a hindrance to anyone because we're, you know, living a messy life. But there's a lot of that going on, and it's like some people will say, oh, it's choir members, or some people will say, oh, yeah, it's always the minstrels, or no, it's some people sitting in the congregation, it's some people sitting in the pulpit, it's some people almost everywhere doing the various things. And we just have to pray for them and pray that the enemy of our soul doesn't fool us into thinking that it couldn't happen to us.
Yes, that's true. Because like I say, I had got so angry for what I saw, and I said to the woman of God, I said, I had to come out of there because I had to remember I ain't quite delivered yet, you know, because it had got me so angry. And my thing today, I kept hearing in my spirit, why did you get that angry? You know, what could you have done? What should you have done? And I guess I just got so angry, I couldn't even think clearly. And I'm saying, okay, Lord, why did I get so angry? I couldn't even think clearly. I didn't even think to just pray and just start speaking the word in the air. Why didn't I do that, God? You know, so if I have to get correction to help someone else, I don't mind. I don't mind. You know, because I don't want to be ashamed. I say I want to be delivered, but yet it's still, I'm not asking for guidance. I'm not asking for leadership. I'm not asking, you know, I mean, what I mean by leadership is for the leaders to correct me and tell me and say, well, this is, you know, what the words say. This, and then I could sit back and say, God, it was just that simple that we're saying the word. And that's why when I pray, I'm like, Lord, let me hear the word. What is it that I miss? You know, I'm not scared to say I missed something.
Right, and then you have to stay grateful and thankful for God, for him giving you revelation and for him giving you understanding, because what the enemy will try to do is to get you into a woe is me, I messed up again, and he'll try to get you into feeling sorry for yourself or feeling like someone was picking on you or feeling like I'd have messed up again, I can't never get it right. And then the reality of it is that all of us are being perfected. Even though some people try to act like they don't never do anything wrong, that's not what we got to worry about. We got to worry about what are we living before God as we pray for the person that may be, because, see, a lot of people say, oh, I'm not fornicating, because, yes, fornicating requires two people.
Yeah.
And so they'll say something like, I'm not fornicating. because it requires two people to commit that sin. But guess what? When you go before heaven, and I mean when you go before God, whether you were lying or whether you were fornicating or whether you were committing murder or you were lying or you were stealing, whatever it was, he's not going to be like, okay, well, you didn't do the two-person sin. You did the one-person sin. No, when you read the Word of God and it talks about sin, it has it all laid out. It has it all laid out, and all of us have to just go before God and be like, there is no gray sin, no white sin, no black sin. There is no little sin, no big sin. No, God said it's sin.
Yeah.
He said it's sin. And too many people think they sin is, mine is white. No, you've been gossiping and backbiting and putting your mouth on the people of God and just doing all manner of wickedness. But because you're not doing this sin or that sin, no, sin is sin. If it was big sin or little sin, God would have called it out. He would have said, here's the big sins over here that you can't do, and here's the little sins over here that if you do, I might forgive. But that's not in the Word. He just talks about sin.
Yes.
So when we find ourselves getting bothered by certain sins, we have to, you know, go to God and be like, okay, why did sin is sin? And like you said, why didn't you pray? Hey, but you, God gave you the conviction, not condemnation, but he gave you the conviction to come before him in prayer saying, okay, God, I saw that in me. What do I got to do to get that right?
Right. That's why I always try to use myself as an example, because I don't want to be able to see somebody else's sin. Or see somebody else's need, and but I can't see mine. So I you know, I don't want to lie on nobody else. I don't want to tell what somebody else needs, but I can't see what I need. So, you know, I thank God for this ministry. It's called Iron Sharpening Iron, and that's why I'm asking, what is it that I could have done, I should have done? Because I know a lot of times, things that happen, and I'll just ask God, or, you know, sometimes I'll ask you, I don't know why that bothered me so, you know, so it's like I have some things on the altar, and I have some things, you know how we say, on the table. God, help me with that. Why is it I don't want to come out of that place right now? Why is it I'm still holding on to that? So, I like I said, I'm asking God concerning myself. I don't want to be able to love someone in the streets more than I can love my family, because I do know ministry starts at home. I do know that we're supposed to love our own family. We're supposed to try to get it right with them. And I, like I said, I'm just asking God, why is it that I'm not receiving that right now? Why is it that I'm not even trying to hear? Oh, Lord, what is it? What is it in me so that I can't let go right there? You know, I'm asking God to help me with when I think somebody done hurt me and I got to show them, or they done hurt me and I'm going to show you that. However, you know, I think, I don't know how to exactly put it, but it still boiled down to, Lord, what do I do to get out of this place?
Right. Pride says, I have the right to be mad. Pride says, I have the right to tell you about what you did. Pride says all of this and that. Pride says, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to tell somebody this, or I'm going to, you know, promote this or not promote that. Pride hides itself in little things. But the thing is, Christ-like qualities say, I see you. No, but pride likes for us to make us think that it's not pride, but it really is pride because it's rooted in pride. And so then we have to go to the scripture and pray, God, that is pride. Get that right there.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how many of us, especially as believers, think that what we're doing is not prideful. And it's like, oh, no, it's prideful.
Yes.
It is prideful. And we'll put our mouths on other people of God and think that when God said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm, that excuses us. And it doesn't. A matter of fact, his word lets us know that we will be more accountable, especially those of us that are teachers. And guess what? Every parent is a teacher because they had to teach their child this. They had to teach their child that. But they forget, oh, no, I was a parent. That's right. So you were a teacher. And guess what, teacher? Yes. You are accountable.
That's why I'm saying,
and I'm
Lord,
like, God, help me. Not my brother, not my sister. Help me.
That's why I'm asking God to help me perfect it, because I don't want to be I think I'm so great or I'm so high up that I can't see down. You know, I want God to make sure that, you know, how the word say, you'll make our enemies be at peace with us. I don't want to be my own enemy, you know, enemy or to me or however. I don't want to be my greatest sin because I can't hear, I won't hear, and I won't ask for instruction. I won't ask for wisdom. I don't want to be so great that I don't believe that I can do no wrong. I want to know, this thing is bothering me. Why is it bothering me so? And I'm not going to blame it on nobody else. I'm on me. Why is it that I, at that time, didn't think to do this or to do that according to the word of God? Why is it that I just didn't react like that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really didn't think about it till I had begun to remember that, I need to get in touch with the man of God to make sure he's going to be ready. And then all of a sudden, that just came up in my mind, you know, because I just started praying and worshiping and giving God honor. And then that had crossed my mind. And I was just talking to God concerning some things, and that kept coming up. Okay, well, what about last night? I'm not talking about something happened some weeks ago or a month ago. I'm talking about something that wasn't even 24 hours, something that happened last night. And it bothered me so, and I was like, God, I went to a healing service last night, and I remember being in the healing service and saying when Pastor Davis was speaking, and he was saying that people need to be healed, and I said, God, I got my healing the first Sunday in this event. You know, this program came on in the second. I said, God, just last night, I said, God, I need my spirit healed. So I know the reason that thing is bothering me, so I asked God last night to heal my spirit.
Amen.
I said, God, my
spirit
is seeing something, and it's concerning you. I said, Lord, I need a healing in my spirit. God, please deliver my spirit, man. I'm tired of the same old. You know how the men and women of God say, no, sister, you come into church and get in these prayer lines and ask for a healing, then you leave out the same. I didn't leave out of the same. Something happened where this thing has bothered my spirit all day, all night. Lord, why did that thing bother me so? You know, maybe I'm not putting it in the proper terms or wording it the right way, but Apostle, I tell you, that thing bothered me so, the way I reacted at what I saw last night. And I'm saying, God, heal my spirit. And that was,
and he will. He's so faithful.
Knowing, not even knowing that was gonna bother me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, I want to do it right. I want to do it right, far as my family concerned, far as my life concerned. God, I want to do it right because if I know of God, you blessing me like you blessing me as is. What's gonna happen when I start putting this stuff on the altar for real? And asking you for real deliverance, as the man and woman of God said, this right now deliverance.
Amen.
So I'm just, that's where I'm at. I'm asking God to heal, deliver, and perfect my spirit concerning doing his will, doing his about his business, about praying for the people, whether they say they are saint or they ain't, or people that's confused, because everybody hollering church and everybody hollering there, I want to thank God, and everybody hollering how they say. And I'm saying, God, I want to perfect me being saved before I try to say what somebody else ain't. I use myself as an example before I try to point out anybody else, because I see enough wrong in me to find something wrong in somebody else.
Yeah, I know one of the things that God has been dealing with me with, and it's causing me to be a lot quieter, and like even when I'm at work, I just work a lot and just do what I have to do. And then when I come home, I always got a whole bunch of homework. But he's helping me to realize how important patience messes up what God has done. And so many of us allow filthy communication to do that. And a lot of times the problem is we're thinking it's not that big a deal because it's not us. But no, if someone is around you and they gossiping, they're talking about people, they're backbiting, guess what? Like what Apostle Thomas preached a long time ago. She said, when did God tell you to be the trash can?
You know, she said last night, she said, what do a trash man do? And we all holler, pick up the trash. She spoke that last night.
See? And I didn't even know that.
Yes.
I didn't even know that. And it's like so many saints are being, not only are we being the trash can, we're being the ones that's putting out the trash. It's like, God, help me. Help me. And they'll be like, oh, well, I wasn't gossiping. Okay, if you were putting your mouth on God's anointed, it wasn't about being a gossiper at that point. It was about filthy communication.
Yeah. Yes, I tell
you. So it's like people may find that they're talking to me sometimes and I happen to walk away. But it's because God is working on Cecilia, and I need, like you said, I need for him to say, well done, good and faithful servant, not for him to show me my mind and show me all of the filth that's in it. Because if when you pray, I have found this happen to me the other day. I was driving and I was praying, and then my mind started wandering on other stuff. And God said to me, he said, you were just praying. How did you lose your focus? And then I had to repent, because automatically I was thinking, I was praying, but then some type of way while I was praying, all of a sudden I got to thinking about my homework. It was like, how did my homework cause me to lose my focus from prayer? It's like, God, you know, forgive me. Forgive me. So I'd be like, oh, but I said, no. Whatever it is that caused me to lose my focus from praying with and to God, I needed to address it. And it was like, no. God, get that right there. Show me what I have to do.
Yes. Because, you know, I know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, because if remember the previous weekend, somebody was teasing me because I had drove for over an hour, and I had prayed the whole time, and they were saying, oh, how did you keep your focus? And then the very next weekend, I'm praying, and I was like, no. So it was just a place of where God had just gave me a compliment on the week before. This very week, it wasn't no compliment.
Yes. Because you know what I was saying, God, with everything
I have before you. God, before I see or find fault in anyone else, God, please point me out. Please show me myself. And I'm just, you know, I'm grateful for the chance to put this out here because, see, a lot of times we as saints, we keep these little secret desires and secret requests under wraps, as they would say, instead of letting people know I'm struggling in that area and that there is deliverance. When the man or woman of God say there's room at the altar, there's deliverance also for you, that there is nothing too hard for God. You know, I heard this song when we went to the Apostle House for the holiday, I think it was New Year's, and I was talking with Jaden, and I had him on Facebook Live, and I asked him to sing a song for me. And if I'm not mistaken, this little boy is 6 years old. And out of all the things he could have sung or said, he didn't hesitate. He just began to sing, "My Hallelujah Belongs to You." And I kind of was like, wow. He wasn't shy. He wasn't, what you want me to sing? I said, out of all the things he could have sung, he sung that. And ever since then, that song has been in my spirit so that when I went to Walmart, excuse me, about 2 weeks ago to buy something, I went to buy a CD player for my car because, you know, the new cars don't come with CD players in it, really. So I went to get me a CD player to hook up to my car. And I was looking for the CDs, and I kept looking at this CD over there, and I was like, why do I keep seeing this CD? And I realized that the person I was looking for, they had a CD, but it was an old CD. But I looked at this one. It said, wow, 2018. And I grabbed the CD, and as I was listening to it, that song came on. And I've been playing that song basically every day since New Year's Day. My Hallelujah Belongs to You. I've been asking God to deliver me, to put that in my spirit. My Hallelujah Belongs to You. I've been asking God to just perfect me, like I say, deliver me. I don't want to be able to see everybody else's is and is nots and don'ts and do's, and I want to be able to see myself. I want to be able to see myself. I want to be able to say, God, I could say the old song, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of the prayer, standing in the need of deliverance. Yeah. God, I don't want to be so awesome or so great that I can see everybody else's shortcoming, but I can't see mine. Before deliverance becomes to anything or anybody around me, God, deliver me first. Don't forget about me, Lord. Don't forget about me.
Amen.
And I want to say, God, I didn't forget to ask. You said it was him that lack wisdom. Let him ask. I'm asking. You know,
yes.
I thank God for ministry on Monday night, this iron sharpening iron. I thank God for it because, like I said, when you asked me some years ago, I was kind of scared, but I was too scared to say no. Too scared to say, well, I don't speak right. The words might come out wrong or I might bite my tongue, but all I know, I heard God. I like God say, yes, God told me before it was going to happen that you were going to ask. So it's not like he didn't prepare me to accept this assignment. And ever since then, I've been receiving and understanding what the word of God that comes across this line has been saying to me. Now I hear God even saying more. He's saying, okay, ask. Ask for this. Ask for that. Use yourself as an example. How do you expect others to get delivered if you won't even let people know that you need to be delivered? You're not the only one fighting with this thing, but I want you to be the only one on this line in your position. Say, I need help in this area that others may say they'll need help. But when the man or women of God speak about this situation, you can say the word tonight was for me. So I'm glad to be able to be a part of the ministry on tonight, as well as being a part of being ministered to by Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. We were waiting for the man of God, Prophet Antoine Thomas, which
I'm assuming that he got tied up at work and was unable to do the program tonight. But I thank God for not forgetting about me and allowing me to have the, as the old folks would say, the gall or the nerve to ask for help and be able to be ministered to. We are here for you every Monday night of the each and every month from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to bring the Word of God forth with a message for you personally and real personally. So on tonight, our speaker was Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, which I thank God for her being able and willing and obedient and being a teacher for me on tonight to help me out. I'm asking her to not just pray for me, but to pray for any and everyone else that was on the line but did not say anything or get a chance to say anything. I'm asking her to pray us out. But don't forget, we are here for you every Monday night. Don't forget to call in on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to listen to our very own Kathy, Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals, and our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser with the Minister Brandon Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser. We'll be speaking on Sunday mornings at, like I said, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern. No, I'll take that back. Apostle, what is it now? 8 a.m.? Sorry, 8:30 a.m. 8:30 a.m. Sorry. Thank you all for listening for longer with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. Don't forget that. On Sunday mornings also, Apostle Sandra Thomas is speaking on Facebook Live. She's ministering from 8 to 8:30. You can look under her name, Sandra Thomas. And don't forget, her birthday celebration is March the 3rd at 5:30 p.m., 6150 West North Avenue. That's in Chicago, Illinois. I can't pronounce the name of the church. I think it's called Reach Covenant Church International Ministry. The program will be, like I say, March 3rd. Her birthday is tomorrow. Please pick up the phone and text her or call her if you are lucky enough to have her number and tell her happy birthday. We want to thank God for everything he's doing for her at this time. I thank God for Apostle Elect. You all keep her in your prayers. Keep asking God to bless her even the farther that her mind and her heart can even ask to think. I'm asking you all to just know that God has did some wonderful things with and through this woman of God. Just keep Apostle Cecilia Kaiser in your prayers. And again, ask God to do above and beyond for her. And I just want to say to that, amen. And I'm asking Apostle to pray us out. And then I was at that end of that prayer, good night. And we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing to do about it.
Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him. God, teach us how to be walking, living epistles read of men whose lives glorify you. God, our lives need to glorify you when we're at home, when we're in the marketplace, when we're on our jobs, when we're in the church. God, wherever we are, we ask that our lives will give you glory. Father, teach us to be teachable. Teach us to be peacemakers. Teach us to be soul winners. God, teach us how to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God, teach us how to be people that love you with every fiber of our total being, and that our lives will say, not my will, but your will be done. That our lives will declare and decree, be it unto me according to your word. God, teach us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, thou shalt condemn. Teach us how to trust you, God. Teach us how to earnestly wait on you, God. Teach us how to seek you and how to seek you early while you can be found. God, teach us to be seekers and pleasers of you, God, not of mankind, but God, teach us to have a life that would rather obey God than man. God, cause us to be healed and whole and blessed from our head to our toe, from the inside out. We pray for Pastor Jenkins. We pray for Minister Sylvia. We pray for Minister Sheila. We pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas. We pray for Prophet Antoine Thomas. We pray for Servant Pastor Troy Thomas. We pray for Minister Brandon. We pray for any and everyone that is connected not only to Smile3E, God, but that is a part of our family. We pray for our nieces and our nephews, our cousins, our aunts, our aunties. We pray for our strangers. We pray that we have not even met. We pray for our coworkers. We pray for our leadership. We pray for those that work for us and alongside us. God, we pray that the world and especially America will turn back to, and God we trust, not just in our conversation, God, but in the lives that we lead. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, good night.